Paul, despite the result, you've got to be pleased with that performance, surely.
Pleased and proud of the whole group. To be fair, Robin, I thought, you know, we've matched a side that will, in my opinion, 100% be in the playoffs and potentially could get promoted. You know, they're a very, very good side. But we come with a plan and a game plan, and it worked up until extra time. And I thought we were going to take them to penalties, and that was the aim in the end. When we got to extra time, I said to the lads, you know, we might pinch one, but if we don't pinch, don't give nothing away, and we could take this to penalties. And then it's a lottery, and you never know what might happen. So that was the game plan at the end, to try and get through the extra time. But as I say, it wasn't to be, with obviously the, you know, with Bexley getting sent off, and then once we, you know, that's happened, then we're backs against the wall, and as I say, two. I think it was already 1-0 down anyway, I think, at the time. So it was a scruffy goal to give away the first one. But as I say, I can't fault the lads, Robin, at all. They've given absolutely everything. You know, they've completely emptied the tank tonight, and they're dead on the feet in there. And then to boot, with a football club, we end the game with seven teenagers. So, you know, and when you look at what's missing tonight with Finn Barker, And obviously Albie and Kane Lee missing as well, and we've got a couple that we've just signed who are cup tied. So you've got five or six players there, first team players, all watching or not here. So, you know, the young lads have done themselves proud, and it's a great education for, you know, for the likes of Phil and Goody and young Seb coming on, albeit only 10 minutes, but it's 10 minutes of understanding where, if they want to achieve, how hard it's going to be, because no one's going to give you anything. Where you look at, you know, young Meeks at the moment now, and Dylan, who I thought were tremendous in the middle of the park, both teenagers. Sazzy's 17, and he's like he's been there for a long, long time. So, you know, the future in terms of the club itself, with these young lads coming through, is very bright. But also, it's also bright with the lads we've still got to come back, hopefully for Saturday. But as I said, it's like a bit of walking wounded in there at the moment. Now that, you know, you've got Jack Andrews, who we had to take off with his Achilles, feeling that. Obviously, Jordy Goff was feeling his knee. So, you know, we've got a bit of work to do now to get a side out for Saturday that can go and compete and do that again. So, yeah, really pleased, really proud of the lads, as I said. But, you know, credit to Khalsa, like I said on Saturday. You know, they're a good football club with good people, with good players, and they've got a good team, and good luck to them in the next round.
We had some chances in the first half.
That's what we played on. We said, you know, if you let a team have the ball and they move it around and move it around as well as they do, but at some point they'll give you an opportunity, and they did twice. You know, two one-on-ones, and you have to put them away. Yeah. You know, you have to put them away, and that's before they've really had an opportunity on and sight a goal. You know, they've had a lot of play around the box. They put crosses in the box that we've dealt with. We've cleared away. They've had a couple of shots from distance that have gone wide, and Woody's caught it straight into his hands. But the two best chances of that first half was us.
Yeah.
And that's what we said to the lads. You know, you ain't going to come here and football this team off the park, this Khalsa side, because they're too good. So you wait for your moments, and we had two great opportunities, didn't we?
Yeah.
And in another day, they go in, and all of a sudden, you know, it's twitchy bum time for them. You know, if you're coming in 1-0 down, it's a different game, because then we can sit a little bit deeper as well, and frustrate, and as we did. But as I say, it wasn't to be, but we've given a really good account of ourselves with limited resources tonight. And we've, as I said, I think we've come and done the football club really proud tonight.
I thought he was going to nick a goal when the keeper made that terrific save down to his right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's pulled it. To be fair to him, it's a great save, because he seemed to have gone behind him, and he's pulled it out. But like I said, you know, the up until that point, the three best chances of the game were us, including that one. You know, but as I say, once we got into the extra time, and then, as I say, one or two of the more experienced lads are having to come off because of, you know, knocks and things like that. You know, taking Danny Mundy off, obviously Jamie. You just, you know, no disrespect to the young boys, because it's a great opportunity for them to come in, a great experience. But when you're trying to claw your way back in, you've got a tough game Saturday, you've got a tough game Monday, you've got to try and manage them games as well. Then you're having to make the changes, and as I said, no disrespect to the boys, it does weaken you a little bit. And then once they've gone 1-0 up in front, it was always going to be an uphill challenge. So, you know, as I said, it's sad, but that's the reality of football.
How do you view Bex's sending off?
To be perfectly honest with you, Robin, I turned round to have a chat with one of the lads on the bench. So I saw the challenge coming in, and it looked a bit high. If I'm honest, it looked a bit high. But then I didn't see the reaction, and the next thing I know, there's a melee, and obviously, so I genuinely didn't see what the reaction was. And I saw a lad that, you know, went on the floor, and I thought, but I didn't know whether it was a punch, a headbutt, or what. So I actually didn't see. But look, at the end of the day, you've got to take your licks, and if you've headbutted somebody, then unfortunately, there's only one outcome in there, and that's a red card, and as I say, that's life.
Yeah. Although normally a red card going down to 10 can turn a game, but I think they got better. I honestly think the effort and the urgency seemed to go up a gear.
Yeah, I think,
from the young lads.
Yeah, exactly, because they could see there was still an opportunity. You know, you're only 1-0 down, and you grab an opportunity and you take one chance, you're back in the game. But yeah, the lads were brilliant. The young lads that come on to a man, as I said, Phil found it difficult in the first 10 minutes that he come on. But once he got his second wind, he grew into the game really well. He's playing against a very, very good player, by the way. You know, but once he settled into it, great, as I said. And then the rest of the lads that were coming on, Jono put himself about a little bit, which is what you want to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He put himself around. He was, you know, he was putting the two centre halves under pressure, making mistakes happen, and then obviously Seb and Goody come on as well. And you know, it's great experience for him. But yeah, as I said, but in the end, 10 men in extra time, it's always gonna tell. And the last 5 minutes, they were able then just to see it out nice and easy. You know, keeping at the back, making you run around. You're a man light. And as I said, we gambled a little bit. We tried to push the two full backs on, so we was almost playing two at the back. But as I said, we couldn't get the ball. We just couldn't get the ball. The lads, you know, were dead on the feet, and then they just mastered the ball a little bit, to be fair to them. And they saw the game out really well.
Yeah, looking forward to Saturday, which will be another tough game. They're top of their league, aren't they?
Yeah. Again, it's another 3G pitch, isn't it? You know, you go down there and you're playing against a team on a 3G. I went to watch them in a pre-season friendly, and again, another good, you know, what looked like a good footballing side. They knock it about quite well. They've signed one or two good players, and as I say, they have got some good players. They've got a good way of playing. So as I said, I went to watch them. I was quite impressed with them. But again, it's on the 3G for us, and you know, we're coming off the back of a 3G tonight with extra time. I've just said to the lads now, it is about just recovery. And as I said, but hopefully then I don't know whether we get Albie back. Hopefully we do. Kane Lee's back. And as I said, we've got one or two new signings coming in as well, because we need that now to top up the squad a little bit.
Will Alex Britton be back?
I think Britt's back. I think he's back on Monday.
Right.
I think he's back from Monday. So there's
three, you know.
And I forgot about Britt, So we're still a little bit light on the ground. And but yeah, so he should be back, I think, ready for Monday. But yeah, it's going to be a tough game going down there, as I said, because they are a decent footballing side, what I've seen. But we're going to go there, and you know, after a performance like that, we should go with great confidence. You know
if
what I mean?
If you play like that in the league, you're going to do well.
Yeah, you've watched the games, Robin, and I know it's been frustrating because people don't always see performance. People, especially supporters, they see results and they go, oh, that was poor. That's good. You know, we've got 1 point on the board, but in a lot of instances like that tonight, you know, we've played well. We've played well in patches. In a lot of games, and deservedly got Boston. We should have got something out of the Boston game, but this is football. But until we get the side that we want and the squad that we want because of holidays, you know, then it's you're struggling for that continuity. Because like Albie now, you miss Albie. We missed Albie big star tonight, you know. But as I say, Dylan and Young Meeks were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Jack Andrews, I thought, was outstanding tonight. But you miss players like Albie, especially on set pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In our box and in their box. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so once we get a consistent squad and get everybody back available and all the holiday commitments are over and done with, I think that's when you'll start to see us. And with a couple of new signings that we've made, I think we're in good shape, sort of going from the league on, hopefully on Monday.
Great.
And moving forward.
Looking forward to Saturday.
Yes.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll see you around.
Cheers, Bob.
All right, Robin. Thank you. Cheers, mate.
You're all right.